It's Art Spotlight, and Ainsley Valentine is joining me, who is directing The African Company Presents Richard III, a play by Carlisle Brown that takes place April 17th through the 20th at Wabash College. He's here in the studios. Welcome.
Thank you for having me today.
Well, I know that these days, civil discourse isn't that great. You know, there's lots of different things that are around. It's very interesting that this is based on a true story and a play from 1987 when it was first performed. How is it to put this together? How is it in 2019 to put this play together?
I think one of the things that we are very interested in about this play is that even though it's a historical event, it's very timely because the play is asking questions of who is able to tell whose story. The major conflict of the play is that this group of African Americans have started a theater and they are putting on Shakespeare's Richard III. And just down the street, there is another theater with a white British actor who's putting on the same play at the same time. And so that's the conflict between the two producers of, well, who will get to put on their version of Richard III.
I think I'm a musician, and I always think about if music will quote another composer. You know, it's always kind of neat to find those, and audience members may be aware or not be aware that, you know, this Rhapsody on Paganini was originally a violin sort of thing. I think it's always interesting when I go to theater that there's characters who play characters. You know, that there's, all this sort of the levels, the peeling, the onion sort of thing. Is that fun to work with actors and sort of have this sort of play within a play?
Oh, sure. Well, and it's also one of the challenging things about the play, because they are rehearsing the Richard that they will actually eventually be doing or that they are doing. So we have to feel like, oh, yes, we're just rehearsing this and we haven't done this a whole bunch of times. Until we get to the place of like, oh, now here, this is the performance. So we're going to be working on how to, quote, not be good and get better as the play goes along. So that'll be an interesting challenge for the actors and for the production.
Ainsley Valentine is my guest, who is directing The African Company Presents Richard III, coming up April 17th, and it goes through several performances at Wabash College. There's more information on our website, wbaa.org. We'll have links there for the Fine Arts Center box office in Crawfordsville. Ainsley, I wanted to ask, how is it to return to Wabash College? Because I know you're an alum. How is it to be a director?
Oh, it's very exciting. And very interesting. It's definitely a big flashback. I told the students, I said, boy, I've had a lot of classes in this room and I've been on this stage and I've been back a few times, but never in this capacity. So it's really great to be able to come back and share my Wabash story with these young men and to be back in my, quote, old stomping ground and to be making some art that I think will be very impactful for the whole community.
It starts April 17th, and I'm curious, this is some hard material in a way to think about. Have there been some good discussions with the students and actors and casting this and saying, look, you know, we're looking at, you know, things that are very valuable to today and for the audience. Have there been some good conversations with the students?
Oh, sure. I think the students in particular, the African-American students, felt that they wanted to be part of this because it's representation. It's not as if there are lots of African-American productions that are put on at Wabash or in many places. And so to have this opportunity to tell this story, and as you said before, that we're in this age of identity politics and the civil conversation is not so wonderful, that some way to sort of address those questions and put them on in this dramatic fashion for then the audience to discuss, well, how is this relevant to our lives today? I think it's very important, and they're very excited about the process.
That's Ainsley Valentine, who is directing The African Company Presents Richard III. It's at Wabash College. And to me, it's always interesting for these stories to come about, you know, that here it is, art, it's a play that's bringing about a historical event. And to me, that's always great, because this isn't something that, you know, I read in a history book when I was growing up, you know, part of that, that, you know, sort of slips through. I think it's important for these sort of things to be told. And I think it's lovely that it's told through a play.
Oh, it's the best way, I think. You know, it's not dry history. It's actually a very interesting event. But like you said, it's something that many people wouldn't know. I mean, it's kind of a theater nerd sort of question. But I think the way that that Carlisle Brown has crafted the play, you know, even though it is a historical event, it certainly isn't presented in that way. It's presented as something that's very lively and vibrant, and there's a lot of discussion for the actors in the play of like, well, what are we doing with the play, and what is the story that we're telling here, and do I like the story? One of the actresses has a real problem with what's in Richard III, and she said, I don't know that I want to play this part. You know, so there's a lot of lively back and forth between all the characters. And if people think, oh, I don't know, I don't think I like Shakespeare, well, this would be a good way for them to get introduced to that, because it's very dramatic and it's very funny, too, and not your sort of typical sort of, quote, long hair version of something. It's actually quite engaging.
It's based on a true incident from 1821. The play is An African Company Presents Richard III. It's a play by Carlisle Brown, and our guest Ainsley Valentine is directing it. It starts April 17th. There's more information on our website, wbaa.org, and there's, of course, links to the Fine Arts box office at Wabash College. Ainsley, it's great to talk to you, and we hope we can stay in touch and find out about more events.
Well, thank you for having me.
For WBAA's Art Spotlight, I'm John Clare.